Katani Shaina. But the Braitha says Shaina. So Kitzak Hurtz Dira, the Braitha to the Mishnah. Somewhere says no. Holakasha, this will not bother me. This is not a question. Holakasha. I tell you, kan be avoido, kan be avudo, kan be shayna avudo. If the field was worked over once before, so once was worked before, kan be avudo mean they used the field already once. And now when they plowed it and let it stay for a year, the next year you do not have to plow it again. So kan be shayna avudo, they never grew anything on it yet. So even though they plowed it once, still the next year in the bright, so they have to plow it a second time. So therefore it's not a stira. But our Korpon of the Gemara says, no, my heavenly Lord, what's the maskano? What is the pshat? Do you have to do it a second time, the second year? Do you have to plow it over again or not? So Gemara says, Toshima, come in here, the tiny blow like this. Near Chetzio. What he used to do is he used to plow the first year half of the field. Half of it was broken up, they would plow it. Noro Chetzio. Vizera Chetzio. And then they would seed the other half of the plow. Near Chetzio. And then they would plow that hif, the Zareya Chetzio, and they would seed the other hif. Whereas every year they changed around. One year they plowed this hif and they planted the other hif, and the next year the opposite way around. So Chiruf Mashma from here, then finally when they plowed it once, the next year they would not have to plow it over again. It's enough just to plow it this year, and then the next year there would be enough to seed it without plowing it a second time. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein mevi enes ha'omer elim min hasodes hamadromos. He only brought the omer, like the barley, from the fields that were on the south side of Eretz Yisrael, on the south side of Eretz Yisrael. Why on the south side of Eretz Yisrael? Shebehen chamas erechas, that's where the sun shines. Or mehen chamas shakas, that's where the sun sets. The kids, there's a lot of sun there, therefore it grows very well. Tanya Nam Yochi, we learn like this also. Tanya Nam Yochi, that Abishur Loimer. Oimer Hoyubo, Nibikas, Beis Miklo. That Oimer was brought from this place called Nibikas, Beis Miklo. It's in the valley of Beis Miklo. Now, Kvas Gimel Soin Hoyso, it used to produce like three saws worth. The Sodom Mudramas Hoyso, it was a land that was on the south side. That's where the sun used to rise, used to shine. That's where the sun used to set also. Now near Chetzio, they used to near like to break up, they used to like plow half of it. And then they would sow the other half. And then the opposite way, the other way. Near Chetzio, Vizareya Chetzio. Like we had before, the half of it they would break up like, and the other half they would sow this year. And next year would be the opposite way around. Now, Rav Chilkiya Batuvya Hevilei Kano Di Aryo. He used to have a piece of land. Now, what did he do with this piece of land? Near Chetzia, he used to like break up half of it. Vizorachet, and then he would sow the other half of it. And the opposite way, the other way. Near Chetzia, Vizorachet. Fiyovdo Achad Trey. And it would like bring forth double the amount. And he sold the wheat for very fine flour. In other words, this is very fine flour, and he would sell this for menachos. It wasn't so common to find such good flour, so he used to sell it to be used for menachos. Then the Mishnah says, "V'yimisli yutsulo." If they find some worms in the flour, it will be possible. Tell the Rabbanan, what like this? Seleshesli. Let's say you have flour that became wormy. So shesli aruba, if most of the flour became wormy, sula. Then it's possible you can't use this flour for menachos. V'chitin shesli aruban, let's say the wheat, the kernels of wheat also became wormy, is ruba, most of the kernels became wormy, is sula, is also possible. Are this, Rabbi Yemi asked the question, Rabbi Yemi, b'roiv chita, b'roiv so, how much of it has to be wormy? Most of the chitin, or else, I beroiv so, teiku, that's a shayla. So Rashi says, beroiv chita means, shein epsula, shisli eroiv kochita. Every single wheat has to have rib of it to be full of worms. That's one side. Or else, no, I beroiv so, it's not just in the saw of wheat, or barley of wheat, most of it became wormy. Now, boy, Rav has a shayla like this. Hegdishon mal shiuk alein. Let's say you have this flour that has worms in them, or the chitin that has worms in them, and you're makdish it now. Are you over a lav or not? Mal shiuk alein mishum balmum. Well, just like if you're makdish an animal that has a balmum, you're over a lav. What about this? Kivun the posel, since this wheat is posel from Menachis, ke balmum, that was like a balmum. I do maybe ain balmum elavavheimer. No, maybe this lav is only by behemoth, you're not allowed to be makir a behemoth, it's a balmum. But here the chitim, even though it's posel, it's not a balmum, take this would be a shayla. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hosom, we learn to Gemara, the Mishnah Midas, Tanan Hosom, Kol Eitz Shenimtza by Talatz, any wood in the Beis Hamikdash that's found has worms, is posel gavim mizbeach, you're not allowed to use that wood even to burn on the mizbeach. You can't use it for fire. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Leishon, when was this learned? El Alach, only if the wood is wet. Alva Yavish, if it's dried out the wood, Gerroi, then you could just scrape it out, the kosher, like scrape off the worms, and the wood is still kosher to be used. Now on this also, Boi Rav, Rav Yisrael, Hagedishoi, Mar Sheyukolov, let's say you makdish them, would you get Malkus or not? If you makdish this wood that has worms on them, so mash yukalei mishum balmum, again kivun the posuk balmum dami, since these wood is possible to be used for the mizbeach, if you makdish it, it should be over lav. Or do we maybe know the klal is ein balmum elo behema? You're only over this lav and be makdish behema balmum. Take up, this is a good shayla. Now the Mishnah says takua is alpha leshemin takoya. This place called takua, that's the best place where to get oil. To get shemen shaloi, that's the best mubchor to be used for shemen, either for menochis. Abishol says shniyolo. What's the second best place? The second best place after tekua, which is good for oil, is regev v'evra yadin. That's regev on the other side of the yadin. Now kol harotzois hoik sherus, with any land that has oil, it's kosher to be used for the menochis from other places also. And the mekan hoyim mevian, this was the best place to bring. This had the best oil. The aim of being, again, you can't bring oil. You can't bring those olives. Loi mibeis hazvolim, not from a field that has to be fertilized in order to plant there first. Loi mibeis hashlochim, and not from a field that has to be irrigated, doesn't have enough rainwater. Loi mimar shenizra b'neim, and not from the olives that are grown in between them. Means if you have, let's say, zroyim, if you have vegetables growing in between them, that's machash, that ruins the field, so you can't use such olives. But again, v'im hevi, if you bring, use these olives for the oil, alocha is kosher still, but you have this kosher to use the shemen for the menachas. The ein mevi'in and pikonin. You cannot bring up pikonin. What is that? That shemen zayis, shlein is mashakot tzokim, that the olives were not completely ripe. V'im hevi posel, if you use this type of shemen, it's posel for mincha. Ein mevi'in min hagagarim, you can't bring oil from the clusters of olives, let's say, that were soaking in water. So some learns it means to say two different things. You can't bring oil from the olives that fell off. That's one thing you can't do. For it's the second thing, you can't use olives that were soaking in water. Both of them are not good olives to use as oil. For loymin hakfushim, you cannot use olives that were soaking in salt water. For loymin hashlukim, not olives that were cooked up. But if you use oil from these type of shemen, these type of olives, it's possible, it's not kosher for the mincha. Now the Gemara says, it says in the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Vayishlach Yoyev Tekua, that Yoyev sent someone to Tekua, Vayikach Misha Misha Chochma, and he found there a wise woman. Now Maishna Tekua, how come he sent someone to Tekua, the city, on Rav Yechonon, Mitoch Sheregilim Hashem and Zayis, since they had a lot of olive oil over there, is Chochma Mitzuyil Hem, they had a lot of Chochma, Mashma, you have a lot of Shemin, it's a Skula Tav Chochma. Now, Tanu Rabban, what about this? The Pasuk says in Devarim, V'toivu Bashem and Ragloi, that you'll dip your feet into oil. So zesh chelkoi shel osher. This is the brocha to the chelik of osher. Moshech Shemen Kamayin, that used to have flow of oil like a fountain. Omu was said like this, Pamachas, it once happened that Nitzvachu Lehem Anshe Lutkiyo Peshemen, that the people Lutkiyo were in need of oil. So Minu Lehem Pol Mustas, they appointed for themselves like an agent, Echod, Omu they said to him, Lech V'hevel Anu Shemen B'mei Rebuya, go buy us 100 Rebuya, a lot of money worth of oil. So Holach Yerushalayim, the servant here with Yerushalayim, they went to, so they told him, Leich Litzur, that's a good place where to buy oil. Holach Litzur, so he went to Tzur Amla, they said to him, Leich Lagush, go to Gush. Leich Lagush Cholov, go to this place. Holach Lagush Cholov, the mice, that's where he went. He went to a Gush Cholov. Is Amla, they said to him, Leich Etzur Pleni Lasada, go to this person's field, he has a lot of oil. Is Lasad Allah to this city, to this field. Omotzen, he found this person, he went to the field, Shoya Oizik, Takazasif. The person like was, working under his olive trees. His chayf taken away the stones there, he was working. So, Omrulai, the Omrulai said to him, Yeshtoch Hashem Mei Rebuya, do you have this much oil that we need to buy 100 Rebuya's worth? Shanitzah, that's what I need. Omelus, the person answered back and said, like, yes, hintonly wait, atchisai malachti, wait until I finish doing my work, and then I'll sell it to you. So hintim, so the person waited atchisai malachti until this person finished doing his work, till he finished patching up his trees there. If the yachar shisai malachti, after this person finished his work, hifsho kelim yachrov, he's like turning his kelim, his tools, on the back of him, voye mesakel obova derech. And when he was walking backwards, like, he would, like, remove the stones from the path. Mesak, would take away the stones in order that he could walk through. Kitzel, like an avoider that a servant does, not that a big rich person does. Is Omelos that a servant says, so this, Pomusta said, Yeshtach Hashem b'mei Rebuya, kem dumani, shesochek, sochek b'hayudim. Like, it's thought in his mind to say, is it possible such a person that acts this way, that cleans off the stones, is it possible to say he has so much oil? Must probably the Jews are just making fun of me. But what happened was, Kivin Shigil Eroi, as soon as he came back to his own city, his maid brought out from him, first of all, a pot of hot water. He was able first to wash his hands and feet. Then they brought out a golden pot, Malaya Shemin, full of oil. And he put his hands and feet inside it. L'kayim to mekayim mashnem, what the Pesuk says, mashnemar, v'toivo b'ashem in ragloi. Eliyach ha-shoch, after they ate, v'shos and drank, modod l'ashem b'mei rebuyi, maktakim measured off that much amount of oil. Omalois, he said back to him, klumat t'tzarach l'yeser, like maybe you need even more oil than this. Omalois said back to him, hey, yes, I could use even more oil, but yishinov l'ashem l'idom, right now I have no money. Omalois, he said back to him, Imata Reitz, if you want, Likach Kach, if you want, you can take back more oil with you right now. Vani Elech Imach, and I'll go with you. V'yatul Domav, and I'll take money from you. So that's what happened. Mordad Lo Shemen B'Shemayin Oase Rebuya. He counted out another 18 Rebuyas worth of Shemen. Omru was said that Lo Hiniach Oisish, the person not leave over, Lo Isus, Lo Perah, not a door, a horse, a mule, V'lo Goma, not a camel, a chamon, not a donkey, perhaps Israel, Shloisach did not rent out in order to take all this oil back to his city. Kiv and Shigil Iroi, when he came back to his city, Yot Sanch Iroi Lakalfa, the people in the city came out like to praise him for all this oil. All my lands, he said to them, Loin Li Kalsuni, the praise doesn't come to me. And Lazer Shabo Imi, Paul Mustaf, when he came back to his city, so the people in the city started to praise him. When the agent came back home, so the agent said, listen, it's not my doing, it's not my oil. Rather, this person is coming with me to collect his money, it's all his oil. It was a Zeshaboimi, Shemodidli, Shemin B'mei Rebuye, for I know to be Shemina Osa Rebuye. And he's lending me now, on credit now, for another 18 Rebuye's worth of oil. So Lakayim Mashnem, the Mekayim of the Pesuk says, that yes, Misasa V'ein, V'ein Kol, some people act like the rich and have nothing. Miss Roshe is for him Rav, and some people are the opposite way. They don't act so rich, but they have plenty. Like this person here, who didn't act so rich, but really he had plenty. So kids, that goes back to this bracha, b'tevu b'shem and raglov. The kids said there are certain cities that have a tremendous amount of oil, and good oil. And that's the oil that you're supposed to use for the menachas. Now it says, the Mishnah mevi lemi beis hazvolim. You should not take olives that grow in a field that you have to fertilize that field first. For the more I've tani, we learned ein meviin and pakten. We learned you're not allowed to bring on pakten, that's just olives that were not completely grown.